I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here back in the saddle today. Bo. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass, and let's give a little golf clap. Scottie Scheffler won the Open Championship, finished 17 under, winning his second major of this year.
Yeah, it's a term that I like to use in racing. Stunk up the show. Scottie Scheffler stunk up the show, it seemed like, over the weekend. It's like, that's not really any drama, the way we've kind of grown accustomed to some of these golfing events, man. He's in the prime of his career, and he's dominating like no other.
The biggest sports story over the weekend, Scottie Scheffler wins his fourth major. He's now got three of the four of the Grand Slam. He did a pretty good job Saturday kind of separating himself. It was, I believe, a four-shot lead going into Sunday. At one point, he was up to like an eight-stroke lead. And then he did run into a little bit of trouble, had a double, then got one back, but he's dominant. There, you know, the stat that I read, and I know I'm going to ask Mick the Caddy this when we have him on later, I think at 8:20, is there's a 3-year span number out there. From 2002 to 2005, Tiger played in 79 events, had 18 wins and 4 majors, no players championships. And this, in a 2022 to 25, which is also a 3-year span for Scheffler, he's played in 81 events, had 20 wins, 4 majors, two of which the Players' Championship. So what he's doing is completely dominant, and it's at a very high level. But he's still way off of Tiger's pace as far as wins and such and all of that, but it's been a dominant 3 years for Scottie Scheffler.
Well, and kind of funny, right off the heels of him saying, winning doesn't matter to me, even though he dominates over the weekend.
Well, he spoke on that, too, and he was like, look, it was taken a little bit out of context. Yeah. He's like, I basically was trying to say that this is everything I've ever worked for, but if I'm not as dominant as I am and I don't win it as much as I do, it doesn't determine my happiness.
Right.
But I actually felt like he trolled the rest of the field. I think he trolled everybody. He's like, yeah, I mean, when is that important? Oh, I'm going to dog walk y'all.
No,
right now.
Exactly. That's what's so great about that.
Yeah. $3.1 million. How about that? That'll work. Yeah, that'll make you not really care.
I don't care about $3.1 million. The MLB is looking into Jazz Chisholm's interaction with Braves' Eddie Perez. So things got a little heated after Jazz was signaling pitches from second base. Eddie was probably just telling him to knock it off, but he pointed at his head. And that was interpreted as a threat by Jazz. Eddie maintains he was saying, be smart, while he was pointing at his head.
Yeah, Jazz wanted it to be a threat because he wanted to be a little punk about it, which he was. Stealing signs is a part of baseball when you're on base, and knowing that, I don't have a problem with that. But Eddie was like, just be smart doing it because it can cause a lot of trouble. Now, I don't really give a damn if Eddie was like, we're going to come at you. I don't care. Protect your team. Do whatever. That's baseball. It's not. It wouldn't be the first time that someone stole a sign on that second base and then they came inside on him. Okay, that's the way the game was played for a long time. So I thought Aaron Boone handled it the worst, though. To me, he was the most unprofessional way he handled it, because whatever happened, he should have walked over the net either at the end of the game or the next day when all these guys are around each other and been like, hey, what's going on here, and talked to Eddie Perez. But instead, he cowered. And, you know, that's whatever. I think it was unprofessionally handled by the other manager.
I don't see it that way at all. As a matter of fact, I was kind of disappointed the way Eddie Perez handled it. I mean, you caught the guy stealing signs. At what point would it have been okay if we had sat here and had somebody in the dugout from the Yankees telling a Braves player to be smart? No, dude, you go visit the mound, tell your pitcher to stop tipping pitches or stop, tipping signals. I was kind of shocked because obviously Eddie Perez has been around here a long time. He is beloved by every Braves fan. I just thought it was a little bit, I'm like, dude, I don't need you to talk to Jazz Chisholm. We all know who Jazz Chisholm is. He's shown us time and time again that, like Bo said, he kind of wants to be a little punk every now and then. You don't have to talk to him. And I know Eddie came out afterward and said, one of my favorite players, you know, I was just telling him to be smart. No, you need to go tell your pitcher to be smarter, because that's kind of where the fault lies right there. I can't sit here and say that, you know, I wish Aaron Boone had handled it quietly and then, you know, don't get upset when Eddie Perez calls out Jazz Chisholm on the bases from the dugout.
How about handling it quietly, but go have a conversation. Don't just hide behind Major League Baseball. Like, I have no issue with what he said after the postgame Saturday night. But what I do have is that they revisited it after the postgame Sunday. He's like, no, I'm just going to let baseball handle it. No, go over there and defend your player. Why does your player have to defend himself? Yeah, I think it was an unprofessional move by Boone. Now, you can say it was unprofessional by Eddie too. That's fine. I'm not going to argue with that. That's anybody's opinion. But go over there and talk. Like, don't just say, "Well, I'm just going to let baseball handle it." It's kind of a cop out to me. I mean, just say you're scared of Eddie Perez.
I was like, "Come on, Eddie." You know what I mean? Like, and that's, I don't know. I agree. I'm not a huge fan of Jazz Chisholm, but I think we can all agree that you know what you're getting with him. You know what I mean? He kind of wears it on his sleeve. So I'm like, dude, why even talk to this guy from the dugout? You know exactly what the reaction is going to be.
It was like the length of the interaction that did it for me. I was like, okay, this is going on too long.
All right, man. All right, wrap it up. All right.
Yeah. The NFL Players Association Chief Officer J.C. Tretter will resign amid the union overhaul.
A dumpster fire.
I know.
Everything about this is a dumpster fire, man. I can't help but chuckle, because obviously when you look at the union and everything that's gone on the last couple of weeks, and I know that he was one of the people kind of being put in a role to move forward and possibly be in that Lloyd Howell role, and it's like, wait a second. All of a sudden it started getting pushed back. He does the one-hour interview with Jonathan Jones from CBS Sports yesterday and tries to explain himself. I don't think he came off in a good light at all. And I went into it trying to think that J.C. Tretter yesterday, I watched the interview and I'm like, surely I'm gonna understand his position on some of those things. And it just seemed like more times than not, he was going, yep, didn't have a clue that was happening. Yep, didn't have a clue that was happening. And then he steps back from it all, and it's probably the right move. And he says that, look, man, this organization's not the one that I love, not the one that I thought it could be, and, you know, it's time for me to kind of go away. I think everybody agrees with you, JC. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and step back.
Well, I don't know what was worse, the everything that happened leading up to this, or the fact that he was going to be voted in as the next rep for the union, or the fact that, or the interview he did with Jonathan Jones on CBS, because all three of them were just complete train wrecks. J.C. Tretter was one of the biggest issues with the union. Everything you've watched, he knew about Howell's role with the firm. He knew about Howell. He was covering things up. He knew about the collusion agreement that they decided to pause, and he allowed all that to happen. And then he was going to get voted in, and then he makes himself a martyr in an interview afterwards. The NFLPA union is a debacle right now. They need new leadership from top to bottom in it. I'm not talking about player reps. I'm talking about the guys running the main office. Like, it is absolutely brutal. But I'm glad that J.C. Tretter can make himself a martyr after this with his little interview that he did, because it was pathetic.
Yeah, this story just seems to keep unfolding. And a New York pawn shop owner has admitted to buying and selling luxury items stolen from Joe Burrow. His name is Dmitry Nahinsky. He pled guilty Friday to one count of conspiracy to receive stolen property, including expensive watches, jewelry, and handbags.
Yeah, put him under the jail. I mean, put him on. Like, I cannot stand this entire story. Makes me sick to my stomach. That say what you want to about any of the other things surrounding this, but up to 5 years in prison is what I hope he gets all five of them, man. Because you have just made a life off of making other people miserable with their property being robbed and everything else. So, look. Do whatever's necessary, but you put them under the jail. I'm over stories like this.
Yeah, it's obnoxious to think there are people out there that wake up. They're like, who can I rip off today?
Oh yeah,
that's
awesome.
Awful.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, well, it's time to fill Mike in on someone we talked to last week.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So last week, Mike, when you're out, you know we are at SEC Media Days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, sad to have missed it.
And we missed you very much while we were there. We were actually, our neighbor to the right was a former teammate of yours, Greg McElroy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's cool.
Got a good relationship with
him? Yeah, I like Greg, man. Greg's a good dude. Good dude. And was a good leader and was a better quarterback than most people give him credit for. So, yeah, we're good.
So, Bo invited him on the show. And, of course, he couldn't let Greg get away without giving us some Mike Johnson stories. And we're going to get to all of them eventually. But the story I think that stood out the most to all of us was about your draft night. So, Mike, you've talked about your draft night. Selected in the third round by the Falcons.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you were a little downtrodden, like, it's never going to happen. But when we heard it from Greg.
What story did Greg tell about my draft?
It sounded like there might be some incentive not to be drafted in the third round.
It was a substantial amount of money that Mike Johnson would be drafted in the first three rounds. And Mike Johnson took the bet, said there's no chance. Mike Johnson, I think, got drafted like middle of the third round and had to pay up to my boy in college like $1,000. And he was a senior in college.
Oh, that's
you think
funny.
He tried? So, oh my God! Do you want to talk about like the biggest night ever? Like we had $1,000 to play with, and it was Mike's money. Let's go, boys!
I mean,
I had completely forgotten about this story. His name was David Ross. Still a good buddy of mine. Lives over in Birmingham. I don't know if Greg ever said who it was, but yeah, another offensive lineman, dude that was 1 year younger than me, my buddy David. I completely forgot about that story, and that is a true story. Of course, I didn't get the money right then. I had to wait a little bit, so I don't know what he's talking about having a good night. Maybe they were just taking IOUs, like, you know, Dumb and Dumber.
Man.
This one's a big one. Don't want to lose that.
And I saw the complete shock on your face when he started going into it. If you want to see the video of Greg telling us this story, it is up on Twitter. You can witness that. But since he told that story, then I was like, huh, I'm curious. There's got to be a report or some video or something of Mike's draft night.
Oh, God.
And his reaction to it.
Oh, Jesus.
And I did a little digging.
Oh,
and
no.
I did find.
Did you find it? Yes. Oh, no.
From that station in Pensacola.
Yeah,
investigative reporter, Alan Mack.
W-E-A-R-3.
Don't double-cross me. I know how to use Google.
Oh, God.
We have this statement from you after you learned that you were drafted by the Falcons.
I was just ready to pack it up, call it a day, and wait till Saturday and hope for the fourth round. But Atlanta called me, and I got a 770 area code on my phone and just started jumping for joy. I was so happy.
Golly, did he have a cold?
So my question about that was, you were just drafted by the Falcons. You go,
yeah.
I was so happy.
Yeah, I was
in
exhausted.
My mind, I'm thinking, is it because you had to pay Greg?
No, God, no. No, I mean, unfortunately, and one of the reasons I would make that bet is because the grand didn't seem that bad at that point. You know what
just
I mean?
Started jumping for joy.
It seems to be a raspier voice now than when back
in the
day.
I believe. Yeah, I think from all my years of coaching, I think it's gotten a little bit of raspier yelling, but... No, I mean, that's funny. Yeah, that was an interesting night because what happened is I got drafted, and of course it was really late. I don't know what time the second, third round kickoff now, but it felt like that draft happened at like 10 p.m.,
yeah.
Which we were on Central Time there. But, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, I don't know when I'm getting drafted. I don't want to talk to anybody. And then, of course, as soon as I do, WAR3, who is Channel 3, which you got that sound from, they're calling my phone going, hey, can we stop by the house?
Right.
And, of course, like this interview, I'm like sitting on my parents' ottoman in my living room.
Just started jumping for joy.
Man, I had completely forgot about that $1,000 bet with David Ross until Greg just brought that up, which it's funny hearing it from his perspective. I had never heard that. I had never heard it from the other end. I just, you know, text from David like, hey, pay up. You
right.
know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. So that's funny, man. That's funny seeing it back from that end. But yeah, I don't think the downtroddenness in my voice on draft night had anything to do with the $1,000. I don't see how I could be anything but happy, especially knowing I was going to Atlanta, which, you know, grew up in Florida and went
right.
to school in Alabama, and you get to go live in Georgia for a little bit. So and I'm still here.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
You are. Bo, yeah. Did you have any takeaways from our time with Greg?
Oh God.
Because it was fun to hear all the stories.
Well, at one point in time, Cole Kublik almost came at me, when I was just trying to help him, and now we're friends now. And I was talking, when I was talking to them after that, Greg was like, well, where is Mike? And I said, he was on vacation.
Oh, man.
And sure Mike's
love
like,
that.
I mean, Greg was like, he took vacation at SEC Media Days. I go, no, yeah, I know. Up to this point, probably the second biggest week of the year, and he decides to take off. And I was like, you know,
especially
but I said, I'll call him out. And Greg was like, I'm going to call him out. He's like, I'm not afraid of his ass anymore. He's like, he's not 6'5", 3'10", anymore. He's like, he ain't
man.
So scary. And it's the fact that Greg McElroy at one point in time was scared of Mike, and he's grown up. I say grown up, and now he seems to have conquered his fears.
He still doesn't want the smoke. Let me just put it that way, man. But I love Greg. Good dude. Good dude. And honestly, he's had an incredible career over at ESPN. So proud of what he's been able to do. But yeah, that's funny.
He did talk about Mike as a leader. I disagree with some of it, but I thought that maybe was how Mike was, because he was very. I could tell that. Mike was someone that he really respected.
Yeah.
And looked up to during his time. So
no,
and that was interesting.
We do need to get that audio because he did say Mike's a dang good football player. Had it not been for injuries, you're still in the NFL today. Like, it was a really, really good
so
moment.
So sweet of him, Greg. So sweet of you, Greg.
Just started jumping for joy.
Well, coming up, it is Falcons training camp week. We are going to be out there. We're going to talk about what you can expect, what we can expect, and what questions do we have when they hit the field in Flowery Branch. Again, if you want to see that video of Greg McElroy talking about Mike Johnson over here,
Woof.
It is on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. But that is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Morning Shift.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.